USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate will take up a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package next week. It passed the House on Friday, mostly along party lines. But senators still may make significant changes to the bill before they pass their own version of it. A hike to the federal minimum wage is one of the provisions not expected to remain in the final bill. Senator Jack Reed doesn't believe a ton of changes will actually end up getting made. The Rhode Island Democrat tells Fox News that he does expect many amendments to the bill to be brought to the Senate floor.
There's procedural hurdles to make significant changes, and so I anticipate there will be few changes. However, there will be an opportunity for every member of the Senate to offer amendments. Indeed, I think given the last reconciliation bill we did a few weeks ago and this one, there'll be more amendments offered than the entire session of the Congress last year in the Senate.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.